Hi Laura, it's Emma Wilcox and I'm recording you a creative health story. So a little bit about me. I'm a woman, I'm in my mid-50s, my name is Emma, and I've worked in the creative and cultural industries for about the last 30 years. I've worked in quite senior roles as a producer and as a programme director, and I've worked in the commercial design industry as well as in local government, at the Arts Council, and for a range of different cultural organisations. And I would say that over the last 5 years, I've really found my groove and my niche, and that is around thinking about what the purpose of making and creating great places might be. I've been aware for quite a long time that there's a kind of industry around this thing that some people call placemaking, that's very shallow and temporary and just really about increasing the value of houses or developments for shareholders rather than people. And it's something I am incredibly uncomfortable about. So in my work, I think very hard about equity and transparency, about creating opportunities for individual people to benefit. And those people might be artists and creative people, or they might be people who consider themselves to not be those. But essentially, I think that creativity has a huge part to play in ensuring that we create places that are equitable and have real purpose and integrity. So my work has often really been about creating spaces and opportunities for other people's creativity to flourish. So be it in trying to get workspace or places for people to present artwork to be more affordable and to be distributed more evenly across a country or a county or a town. But also, I've often worked with organisations to write applications for funding and for money for projects. I've also done the step back from that, which is to write the policy, which might mean that an organisation will even fund arts and creative activity where they might ordinarily have gone for a different sort of outcome. So a lot of that work really hasn't been about me expressing my own creativity or my own creative practice, but it's been about making it possible for other people. And I have great pleasure in doing that. I have great pride in the work that I've delivered for organisations and for artists, which means that they've been able to express themselves and that they've been able to work in and with communities. So a few years ago, I wanted to really think about how I might nourish my own creative practice. And I have a huge passion for food and for food production and for cooking and for feeding people. And so for a few years, I ran a pop-up supper club at a local farm shop and delicatessen called Matinade. And that was great fun, but exhausting. And on top of a job that was already quite tiring, it was really a bit much. So I was lucky enough about 4 years ago, everything seems to be compressed by COVID, it was before COVID, to spend a couple of days painting with an amazing artist in Ramsgate called Jo Allen. And I'd always thought of myself as someone who wanted to paint, probably could paint, but didn't really know where to start. And having spent these 2 days with Jo in Ramsgate, in a fairly cold studio, actually putting a brush onto canvas, actually squeezing oil paints out and creating some images that weren't awful, it was amazing. And it made me feel like there was something to be really explored there. So after those first couple of days, I finally managed to set myself up with a space to paint at home, and I paint in oils, so it's quite important not to have to put everything away, and maybe if I can only grab a couple of hours, then that's important. So I've been painting now for a few years and I absolutely love it. I love the fact that when I'm painting, it's almost meditation. I have to focus and concentrate so much on that moment that an hour or two can pass by. Usually I have the radio on. Sometimes I'm dancing around in between painting, but I enter a space which is completely mine. It's protected. It's in a space where I'm not overlooked. and it's incredibly nourishing. So really, that's all I guess I wanted to say about my creative health journey, but just to reflect on how lucky I am to have the space and time to do it, but how incredibly rewarding I find it to do.